Blood Rain by Michael Dibden. Read by Michael Kitchen. Part 1. What it all seemed to come down to, in those early days when everything looked as clear as the sea at sunrise, was the question of exactly where, how, and when the train had been made up. It was only much later that Aurelio Zen came to realize that the train had been made up in a quite different sense, that it had never really existed in the first place. At the time, the issues had seemed as solid as the train itself. A set of 14 freight wagons, currently quarantined on a siding in the complex of tracks surrounding the engine sheds at Piazza delle Americhe, on the coast to the north of central Catania. The site where the body had been found was within the territory of the Provincia di Catania, and hence under the jurisdiction of the authorities of that city. So far, so good. From a bureaucratic point of view, however, the crucial factor was where and when the crime, if indeed it was a crime, had occurred. As all those concerned were soon to learn, none of these points was susceptible of a quick or easy answer. Even assuming that the records provided by the state railway authorities had been complete and credible, and no one in his right mind would have been prepared to make such an assumption, only a few unequivocal facts emerged. The first was that the train had originally left Palermo at 2:47 p.m. on 23rd.